Good morning, world. Joseph Tame here in central Tokyo. It's 7:27 on AM on Sunday the 20th or 21st, something like that, of May 2012. I'm sitting out on the garden bench on our balcony, surrounded by green. And this is just wonderful. I have created a little green paradise for us, and I'm very happy. It took us took me 2 years to reach this stage whereby the plants are really starting to spread now, and we've got all sorts here. We've got the trees, the cherry tree, the maple tree, the boke. We've got the vegetables. First tomatoes are showing, 6 tomato plants, 2 cucumbers, lettuce, 2 peppers. We've got an aloe vera that's flowering for the first time ever, 3 clematis that are all flowering at the same time, 5 ivy plants that are gradually spreading to cover the outer concrete in green, a lot of bulbs which, there's all these bulbs which have grown, and they grew last year as well, but they never flowered last year, and I thought that was a real chiz, so I'm hoping that this year they will actually flower, because that's what they were bought for. And strawberries, 2 strawberry plants, 3 parsley, and a pineapple. I think the pineapple is actually on its way out this year. That's a real shame, but anyway. And the cucumbers are doing extremely well, so I'm just going to try and build a little frame for them to wander along and soak up the sun. Anyway, I'm taking this time out here first thing in the morning to try and remain calm. Not panic at the thought of everything that that kind of needs to be done for tomorrow, by tomorrow, and with a number of projects. So recently I've been listening to this very interesting book. It's called Your Brain at Work, and it's by David Rock. And I've bought the audio book, so it's about a 10-hour audio book. If you just Google David Rock, Your Brain at Work, you'll find a talk he gave at Google. I think it's a 60-minute talk that he gave at Google. And that gives you a kind of taste of the kind of things he talks about. I am finding this book very, very, not only interesting, but also very useful. Talking about what the brain can and can't do. Talking about how, for example, you're not capable of high power thinking all day long. You have a limited supply of that kind of time. It's going to take a certain amount of glucose and things like that, and once you've spent that, well, that's it really. You know, you could actually replace it with a glucose drink, but the idea is that you need to manage how you use your brain. What I find interesting is he talks about these situations whereby there's a job and you'll look at it and you'll know it's going to require some deep thinking, and you kind of flinch and you postpone it, or you feel this resistance to not think about whatever it is. And this can be for a single question where you have to answer immediately, but you kind of feel that slight moment of unease. And this kind of goes back to the evolution of the brain, which is not used to today's fast-paced society when we have abundant supplies of glucose and all that. It goes back to when supplies were limited and we really had to manage the use of our brain very carefully. And I find that very interesting. Also, practical tips, like in the first thing in the morning, don't go checking all your emails, spending hours on your emails, because you're basically wasting, you're setting yourself up for a bad day in a way. You're using all that energy and precious energy first thing on emails, when perhaps you should be prioritizing and using it for something a lot more important. So that's what I've been trying to do. Prioritizing is one of the hardest things to do, apparently, for the brain. So I, for example, last night finished my to-do list. If I do that in the evenings, then first thing in the morning, I can prioritize these things. But anyway, it's kind of an interesting experiment, and I'm hoping to continue for the rest of my life because I'm feeling it's quite beneficial. All right, well, I'm going to get back to watering the plants. Bye-bye.